Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Let's get to your starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the Oklahoma City Thunder, head coach is Mark Daigneault, who has been in the G League before and seems to be a really good guy, the guy well-suited for the job that Director of Basketball Operations Sam Presti has assigned to him, which is guiding this young team. Darius Bazley starts at the small forward out of Princeton High School in Cincinnati. He's a second-year pro, averaging 13 a night, 6'8", 208 pounds. He had committed originally to Ohio State, but then opted for the G League and training. Isaiah Roby starts alongside, 6'8", 230, second-year pro out of Nebraska. A former Cornhusker, shooting 52% before the All-Star break, 45% after that, may have hit a little bit of a wall. Second-year pro, originally drafted 45th by Detroit in 2019. Moses Brown was undrafted out of UCLA, but the 7'2" center has just signed his first NBA contract. Was on a two-way deal, signed one on March of the 28th. Well-deserved, 8 points, 8 rebounds tonight, 55% from the field. The guard line from France, Théo Maladone. Maladone, a rookie, averaging 10 points, shooting 36% from the field. And Lou Dort, who made a name for himself in the bubble last year, has a sore hip, but he's going to give it a go tonight, averaging 14 points tonight. Warriors starting Wiggins, Green, Looney, Bazemore, and Curry for our CarMax Keys of the Game. Here's Tom Tolbert.
It's the first time I've had a chance to see the Thunder in person. I feel like I'm watching an AAU team. I mean, that's how young they look.
Yeah, they're very
this
young.
Looks like an 18 and under team. I mean, they're just babies out there getting ready to start their NBA journeys. Key tonight, keep it simple. Keep them out of the paint. If they want to shoot, let them shoot from the perimeter. They're not proficient from the three-point line. And just do what you do. This is one of those games. It's like an old Warriors team where they always had to do what they did against everybody. Tonight, just play your style of basketball and pay attention to the little things.
Warriors wearing their Oakland Forever jerseys, the dark blue with the gold and the orange piping down the side. Warriors win the tip. They're going left to right. Kevon Looney over to Bazemore. Draymond Green wearing bright orange sneakers. Screens for Curry. Gets the ball back. Draymond dishes to Bazemore. Fumbled it. Shoveled it to the corner. With it there, Wiggins. Dribble drive to the paint. Rejected by Brown. Knocked away on the block. And he said, get that out of here. Lou Dort goes inside. Spins it off the glass. Brown with a tip. That doesn't go. Rebound goes to Wiggins. Here comes Bazemore down the right side. Throws it back up top to Wiggins. Wiggins to Draymond outside the arc. Same with Bazemore. Dumped it downstairs to Looney to Draymond, who was looking for Bazemore, but Bazemore wasn't looking for him. Nope. It's out of bounds.
Yeah, the no-look pass has to work the other way around.
Yes, yes. You have to be the one not looking and throwing the ball.
Yeah, the recipient has to be looking.
Yeah, he has to be.
That's a clinical fact.
OKC wearing bright orange road uniforms, blue numbers outlined in white. Dort penetrates, gets it on the far side. Ball rotated up top to Bazley. He'll take a three. It's wide right. The left-hander misses on his first shot. Draymond Green gets the board. Scoreless to the first minute five. Curry with the ball. Dribble drive. Chased by Dort. Flipped it up. It's good. Dort with the foul. Curry ends up on the stanchion there on the left of the basket support. Sort of a big advertising square, if you will.
And Curry knows as soon as he feels Dort's forearm in his back, and just let that thing go. Get yourself to the free throw line, and you know he's going to have a good chance to finish it. And he wanted to get it up before Brown came from behind, too. Because as we found out, he is long.
Yes. Curry misses the free throw, rolls off to the left. Now with the ball. Maladon goes down the lane, shoveled it up and in. Nice move.
The players nowadays do a nice job of keeping guys on their back. And that's what Maladon did there. Just kept Bazemore on his back, flipped it in.
Wiggins topside, squares up for a deep three, knocked it down. Bazley tried to go underneath the Curry screen and got burned that time. 5-2, Warriors lead by three. Wiggins averaging 18 tonight, shooting 38% beyond the arc. Isaiah Roby spins to the left elbow, gets it up top, long jumper. Maladon can't find the range, rebound goes to Bazemore. Bazemore in the front court, surveys, bounce pass down to Draymond. Draymond, guarded by Roby, feeds up top to Curry. Curry draws a crowd. Cross-court, Looney, good catch. Almost wasn't looking at that one. Bazemore on the bounce to Draymond. Draymond, backdoor Curry. Curry, layup left side, good. Curry does a face plant, but he is okay. And it's 7-2. Warriors lead by five. Maladon, a 6'4 rookie from France. Originally drafted by Philadelphia. Came over a draft night deal. Brown. Maladon, bounce pass, and it goes way wide of Isaiah Roby, who was circling to come to the ball. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Golden State possession. Warriors going left to right on your radio dial. And tonight, we have Kevin Scott with Derek Collins and C.J. Washington. And I think somebody was scuffing up the ball, Tom. They've thrown out the first basketball, brought in the backup.
You better look for foreign substances.
I think there is a substance on there. They're getting some towels out. Might be some spillage across the way.
Look for Phil Negro out there.
That's right. Is that an emery board in the baseboard's back pocket? Wiggins penetrates over to Draymond Green to Curry. He'll fire for three. Airballed it from the right wing. And Brown clears the rebound. Maladon quickly up now to Roby running the floor. Throws it back to Bazley. Cross court. Maladon with it. Hands off to Lou Dort. Dort splits traffic. Gets to the paint. No look to Bazley. Left-hander feints a drive, spins on Wiggins, shoveled it up on the offhand. No good ball. Batted out to midcourt by I think it was Roby. Nice play inside. Maladon to Brown for the dunk. 7-4.
Draymond bent over.
Yeah, and here's Wiggins driving in. Contact, no call. Both guys go down. And Draymond is really, again, still bent over now as Dort penetrates, throws it away right to Wiggins. Draymond's in the backcourt. And he's spinning on his left wrist there, just kind of spinning the arm around to try to get some movement there. Curry off a pick. Now, no look to Draymond. Draymond catches, pass deflected, comes out of bounds.
It's a left elbow, I think.
Yeah,
maybe it's funny bone. Kind of shaking it around.
One of the most poorly named conditions ever.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing funny about it.
Zero.
Bazemore. Curry stumbles in traffic. Draymond gets it, dribbles to the elbow. Warriors up 9-4. Draymond takes a jump shot. It's on the front rim, crawls around, no good. And the rebound to Brown. Cross court comes, Maladon on the near side. Hesitation move, dribble drive around, Bazemore up and in.
Yeah, a little hesitation and the burst got him to the rim.
Yeah, Maladon makes it 9-6. Warriors lead. Looney downstairs to Draymond. Curry trying to get free from Dort. Gets a screen. Pump fake. Fly by. Open three. Top of the key. Missed it. Bazley back for the board. Warriors shooting 50%. Oklahoma City 37.5. Bazley. Slow motion move over Looney. It's up and good.
Yeah, that's where Bazley wants to work. He wants to work from the free throw line down.
Looney hands off to Wiggins below the hash mark left wing. Now gets a one-on-one. Brown's underneath. He settles for the jumper. It misses. Rebound to Oklahoma City and Roby. Here comes Maladon down the lane. Throws it back outside. Baisley for three above the break. Front rim glass no good. Looney clears to Curry. It's kind of like a controlled scrimmage right now. Yep. Back and forth we go. Curry wanted to shoot a 25-footer. Does not. Gets it to Draymond. He'll penetrate. Out to Looney. Hand off to Wiggins. Wiggins, right side. Cross green on the free throw line. Skipped it over to Bazemore on the right side for a three. It's up and good. Golden State with outstanding ball movement that time.
Yeah, that was really nice ball movement. Found the open player Bazemore. Wide open. Let it go.
Warriors are 33-33, 19-11 here at Chase. Dort, penetration, dishes out to the wing. Roby for three, hits nothing. Bazemore picked it up off the hardwood. Comes down the near sideline. Looking for someone, Draymond calls for the ball. Draymond, fifth in the league in assists, throws a high pass. Great catch by Wiggins. Looney outside, the safety valve to Bazemore to Curry. On the right wing, behind the back to Draymond. Post up Draymond, gets to the right hand, missed it badly. Tipped out of bounds by Looney. And it will be Oklahoma City ball when we come back. A lot of activity, 12-8, Warriors lead by four. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? Thoughts on tonight's game? And what would you consider a successful homestand to be or top priority to end this regular season? Warriors beginning the first of the final six games of the regular season. Hit me up on Twitter at WarriorsVox, WarriorsVox, or send me an email at timroy@warriors.com. Maladon, after the timeout, goes in the paint, shoots, draws a foul. The bucket's good. He's going to go to the line and a chance to make it a one-point game.
Well, that's twice he's gone to his right to get to the paint. And he's not a real big guy, so he's going to have a hard time finishing at the rim. But he does a nice job of doing your favorite thing, Tim. Jump stop.
Jump stop.
Jump
there
stop. Froze Looney. Went straight up. Got fouled from behind.
You know, today's NBA player looks at a jump stop. What sorcery is this?
Well, it's like ball you man. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. What?
Maladon misses the free throw. And it's a 12-10 Warriors advantage. Wiggins, right elbow off the dribble, cans that one from about 18 feet. Warriors go up by four. Kaiser Permanente scoreboard now. We look in. The Grizzlies have lost. Long jumper on the right wing. Up shot by Dort, no good. Rebound to Golden State. Bazemore in the front court. Bazemore. Cross court skip to Wiggins. Blasting to the baseline. Over to Bazemore, who relocates the left corner. Can't find the three. Offensive rebound, Wiggins. Cross-court pass, batted down, stolen by Roby. Knocked away by Draymond. Right to Maladon. No-look pass to Dort. Goes in and scores. Ooh. A reverse layup.
Made it a lot harder than it needed to be.
Yes, he did. I thought he was going to dunk it.
So did I.
And he just kind of went up and under, did a little windmill action for a spinning reverse layup. Now Dort knocks over Curry, and that's a foul. Dort, who played college basketball at Arizona State, but it looks like he could have played football at Arizona State.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a worthy adversary for Steph. I think Steph will be able to use his movement on him like he does with everybody else. But Dort's a guy that just, he's tenacious. He gets into you. He keeps coming. If you get him one time, he keeps coming back at you. And he's a really dogged is a great word for him.
And I don't know him at all, but just watching him play this year and in the bubble last year, it looks like he really wants wants to be good. Curry right side off the inbounds, knocks down a three as they ran Dort through a screen. And it's 17-12. Warriors up five with 5:05 to go. Juan Toscano-Anderson, Jordan Poole in there. Let's stop for a minute. We had a zone there. Dort runs over Curry. No good. Curry on the deck. Ball swung over. Open. Maladon for three. Short rebound. Goes to Curry. Long lead pass. Wiggins the catch. Lays it in. He held off Maladon with one arm. Caught it and laid it in with the other. 19-12. Poole forces Dort to the baseline. Ball rotated up top. Maladon penetrates. Dort sets his feet. Lets it fly. Three ball spins. No good. Rebound goes to JTA. Hand off to Curry. Curry now accelerates, gets to the paint, comes out to the right wing from the left side, shoveled it to Draymond. He fakes, tries to drive, and Roby called for a hold. First foul on Roby.
I think Steve's still asking, wasn't that a foul when Dort ran over Steph? No?
Really?
Huh? That one I thought had to. I'm all for the play on. That one looked like it had to be something, didn't it?
Yeah, because especially when a guy goes down. That's where a guy can get hurt there.
Heck of a pass by Steph, throwing that lead pass to Wiggins.
Oh, yeah. Curry off the inbounds, feeds Draymond. Open is Toscano Anderson, and that is a three for him above the break. 22-12 Warriors, 8-0 push for Golden State. Thunder will call time. 4:03 to go in the first on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 22-12, that's our score right now. Warriors on top by 10. Memphis has lost. So the Warriors win. They go back up into the 8th spot. Memphis will go down to the 9th spot. He's showing a birthday salute to Willie Mays. Say, hey, kid. 90 years old today.
Amazing, isn't it?
Shoo. Warriors come out of the timeout in the zone. Michael Mulder out there as well. Dort with the ball to Baisley. Up top, Dort penetrates, gets it out to the wing. Maladone for three, that's up and good.
First three-pointer they've made out of 8 attempts. So, again, they're going to make a few of them, but let them keep shooting if they want.
He's got 9 in the quarter here. Hall on the floor for the first time. Curry off the screen. JTA as Dort goes tumbling down. Toscano Anderson will be assessed the offensive foul. And we have a substitute coming in. It's going to be Tony Bradley. We saw him earlier in this building this year for Philadelphia. Played really well against the Warriors.
Yeah, he did.
So he's going to line up in the pivot. Josh Hall, the two-way player out of Moravian. Jumper by Dort off the foul line. No good. Got a screen, got a wide open look. 22-15 Warriors up by 7. Here's Poole. Pass goes through the hands of Draymond. He runs it down the far wing. Now to Curry. Curry fakes Dort. Drives in, slow motion move. Shoveled it up, no good, but got fouled. Dort called for a block. His third foul already. Team foul number 4, and so Mark Daigneault goes to the bench.
Ty Jerome out of Virginia. Another pretty good defender. I guess if you go to Virginia, you're a pretty good defender.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you're at least going to have the effort and the know-how, that's
yes.
For sure. Ty Jerome, no relation to send it in, Jerome.
No, not at all.
Curry, free throw is good. Uses some body English to get it to go down. Almost went down to one knee. Almost genuflected there. 3:15 to go in the first. Game one of a season-ending six-game homestand. Second free throw is good. 24-15 Warriors. Thunder with the ball. They're going right to left. Baisley up top. Off a screen by Bradley. Baisley gets it on the far side. Elladone to Jerome. Back to Baisley. Baisley one-on-one with Poole. Takes him baseline. Falling out of bounds. Throws the ball away. Curry the steal. Leads Mulder with a beautiful pass. Shovel to JTA who glides in on the right side. And a beautiful fast break by Golden State results in 2 more points.
Oh, they're getting out and running.
Boy, a foul now as Mulder got tangled on the far side with Maladone. Now another sub coming in for Oklahoma City. And that's going to be Gabriel Deck, the Argentinian who was signed as a free agent, was playing this year for Real Madrid in the ACB League and the Euro League. He's already played 50 games this year.
Now I just want to go back to that fast break.
Oh.
What a heck of a pass by Steph again.
Yeah.
Looking up, and that's what starts the whole thing. It's got to be a good outlet pass and a quick one.
Pick and roll down the lane. Shot is up and good for Bradley. Bradley off a nice feed by Maladone, who's had a great first quarter for Oklahoma City. It's 26-17. Curry no look to Draymond. Draymond penetrates to Poole. In the corner, it's Mulder. He'll let it fly. Three ball, right corner pocket. Warriors lead by 12, 29-17. Trying to D up this time in man-to-man. On the bounce, Bradley shoveled it down to Dak. Now to Jerome. Jerome penetrates. He got fouled, and it's...
I believe that was
Dak. Oh, that was Dak. That was Dak. To mention, he's already played. Looking up on basketballreference.com. He's already played like 52 games in the EuroLeague and the ACB League.
Well-traveled.
Well-traveled. It's very odd for a guy to come over, you know, this late in the season. But signed a contract in April 12th. He's 6'6", 231 pounds, 26-year-old rookie. Shooting 52%.
You know, I know this year this team is really banged up. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's out,
yep.
And they traded Steven Adams. They just don't have their players. But does this year and last year show you the value of Chris Paul?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. 29-19. Backdoor lob to Mulder, the former Canadian high jump champion. Slams it in off the feet from JTA, 31-19.
And Mulder trying to catch the big guys for dunks the last few weeks.
Now, dribble drive by Jerome. Jerome gets caught in the paint, throws it out to the wing. Now, Ladone lets it go. Good box out by Jordan Poole inside.
Really nice.
Put a body on deck, now drives into him at the other end and commits an offensive foul. Steve Kerr can't believe it. Derek Collins. Steve is just working the sideline here.
Yeah, that wasn't a good call.
Second foul on Poole.
I mean, Deck was moving all over. He was like on skates.
Yeah. Little embellishment there.
Hockey, that's 2 minutes.
Jerome. Foul line, shoots a floater up and good over Looney. Nice move by Ty Jerome. So 31-21 with a minute 9 to go in the quarter. Warriors up 10. Curry from just inside the logo. Off the iron, off the glass, no good. Rebound to Jerome. Jerome changes direction, gets to the foul line, pulls up, 15-footer, it's money.
Yeah, he's a pretty good little shooter.
Yeah. The Warrior lead is 8. Curry down the right side at the hash mark. Curry off the screen, draws the crowd, feeds Looney. Looney on the right wing, picked up by Jerome. Locates Poole, he'll fake, dribble drive, cross-court skip to Mulder, up top to JTA, back to Poole, launches, misses, rebound Looney, out to Mulder, now to JTA, middle of the floor. Acting like Draymond, sets a pick, slips the pick, falls down, and ball goes out of bounds. He had Looney, he wanted to set it up to him, and just did a little stutter step there.
Looks like the restriction area line got him.
Yeah.
Jumped up and bit him. You know, it's funny, when Virginia won the national championship, a lot of people said, well, they're not that talented. They just play hard, really good defensively, run good stuff. Well, Ty Jerome, Kyle Guy, DeAndre Hunter.
Yep.
That's a pretty talented team.
Yeah, they're all in the association.
Yep.
Wiggins has checked in for Poole for defense here. 19 seconds to go. A shot up, no good, and a foul. As again, Malandone able to get penetration. He came over, drafted by Philadelphia for Oklahoma City, and then came over in the big deal that, along with Al Horford, Danny Green, among others. Mulder picks up his second foul.
Well, who knows what the Thunder team's going to look like in about 3-4 years. They're going to have, like, every draft pick in the draft, aren't they, in the next couple years?
Yeah,
and the Pelicans?
The Thunder made a huge number of trades over the last couple of years. In fact, they've got 18 first-round draft picks over the next 7 years.
Jeez.
They made 11 trades with 15 teams and then 3 more before the deadline.
Wow.
18 first, next 7 years. Free throws get 31-24. Wiggins, stutter steps to Mulder. Catch and shoot three, popped out as the buzzer sounds, and the first quarter is over. Golden State has a 7-point lead, 31-24 over the Thunder. Second quarter action upcoming on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 31-24 is our score. Warriors lead by 7 at the end of one. A year CarMax game summary. Warriors shooting 54.5%. Thunder at 43.5%. Warriors have outscored the Thunder 15-3 from beyond the arc. Now rebounded them 13-10. But again, five turnovers for Golden State have hurt their cause. And Charlie Brown Jr. has checked in for the first time for Oklahoma City. Jerome with the ball. Gets it up top. Gets it back, sets his feet, takes about 25-footer, front rim, bounces twice, no good. Wiggins out there with Poole, Looney, Toscano, Anderson, and Mulder. Wiggins throws to JTA. He'll take it right wing to Mulder, back left side to Wiggins, off a nice screen by Looney. Wiggins penetrates over JTA for three from the right corner, no good. Hall, Bradley, Jerome, Deck, and Brown Jr. with the ball. And we get a whistle and a foul off a drive, and it's going to be on Mulder picks up the foul. Hall put it on the deck.
Well, again, with this group that's out there for the Thunder, I would say other than Jerome, you just keep him on the perimeter and make sure you don't get caught on the Bradley pick and rolls either. You know, he can catch the ball occasionally and finish on you.
Now coming inside, a little post-up move up and good is Gabriel Deck.
That was a tough shot.
It was a very tough shot. 31-26. Warriors lead by five. Looney up top. Poole and JTA collide. Ball handed to Wiggins. He'll circle to the right elbow. Backs up. Feeds over to JTA. Mulder on the bench now with three fouls. Bazemore has replaced him. Off the dribble jumper, no good by Wiggins, and the ball outletted. Jerome with it. Jerome waiting. Gets a brush screen by Bradley. Jerome gets Poole on his hip. Penetrates over to Hall. Hall for three. Missed it. JTA with a rebound. Hall played on a Moravian prep team that was really good before coming into the NBA. Cross court, JTA to Looney. Looney had the ball knocked away. Finds Wiggins up top. Wiggins off the screen, gets downhill, slow motion, dishes out to Bazemore. Bazemore with a swish above the break on the left side.
I like that you're starting to see Wiggins with that second unit assert himself a little bit more the past couple weeks. Ball in his hands, make decisions.
Jerome on the baseline, cut off. A bullet of a pass over to Brown. Hall trying to squeeze down the baseline, and what do we got? Fouls on Bazemore. First on Bazemore. .10-06 to go before halftime. Warriors and the Thunder will meet again on Saturday, 7 o'clock, 6:30 with a pregame show. Jerome, right of the logo. Off the pick by Bradley. Bradley gets down the dunker's position. This now Jerome, contested shot over Looney with a shot clock buzzer sounding. No good. Bazemore pulled it down. Quickly up the floor, but the Thunder back in defensive position. Wiggins, one-on-one. Sees Jerome, backs him down, puts his cannon to him at the box, comes middle, turns, squeezes the ball up, no good, a whistle and a foul. Jerome picks up the personal. Well, Thunder really struggled of late. Lost 18 of 19 games.
Well, I mean, look how young they are, the experience, and the experience of playing with one another.
Right.
I mean, a lot of these lineups maybe have only been together for a couple weeks now, 2-3 weeks. So it's, I mean, to find your way as a young guy in the NBA isn't easy. When you got to find it with a bunch of other young guys, that makes it way more difficult.
First free throw by Wiggins is good. Second one out of the way. That's also good. 10-point lead for Golden State, 36-26. Checking in on email, Steve listening in Redwood Estates says a 4-2 record on the or better on this homestand would be great. Warriors starting the first of six at home. Jerome, hesitation, move left hand, high off the window. It's up and good. Warriors have not stopped penetration so far in the first half.
That's hurt him.
Poole off the pick. No look bounce to JTA. Picks up his dribble, feeds Looney. Backdoor cut, Poole catch, nice. Good, and a foul. He caught it, went up in one motion, and scores. A beautiful feed there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Tim Looney put that right on the money. So really all he had to do was catch and go straight up with it. There wasn't even a need to gather. I mean, he was in stride, and his hand was going up, and it was like he was in a shooting motion before he ever caught the ball. That's how good that pass was.
He misses the free throw. Doesn't get the three-point play. 38-28. It's just beautiful basketball, too. Cutting without the ball, knowing if you're open, you're going to get it. Gabrielle Jack lost the ball, catches it on the way. The ball went up in the air. He caught it and shot it in one motion. Poole, chest pass the other way as the Warriors picked it up off the miss, and Wiggins can't find the range outside the arc of the left wing. Hall bouncing with the dribble, waiting. Comes left, one-on-one on Bazemore. Hall goes up, not a good shot, forced it up, no good. Rebound Wiggins. Finds Poole on the left wing. Looney dribbles back to Poole. Poole off the screen to Looney. Hand off to Wiggins. Wiggins now waits. Feeds to the corner. Bazemore back up top. JTA. Shot clock at 7. Poole's pass deflected. Looney runs it down. He's open at the elbow. It's a back rim miss, and Hall will gather it in. You care to describe Charlie Brown's hairdo there? Lob inside for Bradley. They'll get a whistle and a foul.
Unwieldy?
Unwieldy.
I like it. I mean, I messed around with my hair all the time.
Well, that's
so
true. I remember that.
I like it. But it's a light brown and a beige, maybe a off-white on the left-hand side. It's kind of a faux hawk, but it's not really. But it's shaved on the sides. I kind of dig it, actually.
Yeah, he's a good man. Throws the ball in. 38-28.
Yeah, you went there. Unbelievable.
Deck. Back over to Jerome. Fakes, drives, shoots on the go over. JTA tied Jerome with a very tough shot.
You went a long way to set that one
up. I did, yeah.
That was impressive.
I just kind of threw the line out there.
I like the commitment.
Draymond Green back on the floor. Bazemore off the pick. Comes inside, has a move with a left-hand dunk. Make it 40-30. Boy, just sealed off Hall. Hall had no chance on that. Hall to Deck. Back up top, Jerome. Jerome waiting. Over to Brown. Brown makes the move. Spins. Gets to the broken circle. One-hand floater. A very tough shot. No good. Deflected off of Bradley's hand. It goes out of bounds. Brown played his college ball at St. Joseph's. Undrafted in 2019. Had some time in the camp with Minnesota. Played for the Iowa Wolves as well. In the G League, Draymond Green feeds Poole downstairs to Wiggins. Post up over Jerome, turning left shoulder. He loves the left box, gets the bucket and the bounce to get the bucket. 40-30, Warriors lead by 10. Actually, it's 42-30. Scoreboard here is frozen at Chase Center. 6:46 to go in the quarter. A jumper by Jerome on the right side. Bounces up, bounces in, and it's a three. 42-33. The scoreboard right now here at Chase, frozen. Jerome with 11 points for Oklahoma City. Bazemore up top. Over to Draymond Green. Draymond, dribble handoff to Wiggins. Wiggins behind the screen, three. That's short. Bradley steps in for the board. Hands it over to Deck. 6:19 left in the first half. Far side, Hall not afraid to fire for three. A 24-footer goes off the back rim. Draymond gets it. Bounce pass to the right wing to Poole. Gathers, brings it middle. Turns and shoots, and that's up and no good. And it's getting a little
ragged,
loose. Jerome pick and roll. Holds off Bazemore. Shoots on the go. Missed it, but draws another foul. And we have a timeout. 5:53 to go in the first half. 42-33. Warriors up 9 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. So it's 42-33 the score. Warriors with the lead in what has been a really interesting back and forth game. Warriors with 15 assists on 16 buckets.
I'm just going to keep saying it's 38-30.
The scoreboard is frozen at 38-30.
And the score never changed. The game that time forgot.
Yeah, it's a Twilight Zone episode. It's a man with a dark suit down there at the corner of the baseline.
That's right.
He's just sitting there. By the way, Kelly Oubre Jr. was undergoing some procedures yesterday, an MRI in his left wrist. It reconfirmed he has a small fracture and a ligament tear, and he'll be reevaluated again late next week. Curry back out there. And the free throws are good to make it 42-35. And Draymond Green gets a bucket at the other end. Warriors go up by 9, 44-35. Hasn't been the most intense contest we have seen this year. Jerome gets it down to the box. Deck back up top. Jerome sets his feet, lets it fly. It's a swish. Three ball for Jerome. He's got 16 first half points.
Well, he's got it going. 6 for 8, and he's a guy you better pay attention to out around that three-point line.
Career high is 23. Toscano Anderson to Draymond. Mid-post right side to Poole. Curls off a pick. Misfires from distance, and Hall with a rebound. Hall crossing midcourt. Feeds Jerome. Bradley comes over for the screen, but Jerome goes on his own. Feeds Bradley because Draymond helped out, and Bradley hits a wide-open 15-footer, and we've got a four-point game. Jordan Poole takes it on Brown. Brown fouled him. Poole went ahead with the shot anyway. Got knocked to the floor by Bradley. And Brown is bent over at the waist. It's a third team foul on the Thunder. And Poole heads to the free throw line.
I was trying to see where he got him on the replay, except for that part of the scoreboard's redacted.
The last thing I had redacted was some testimony. Poole with a free throw.
We'll be here all week, gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, we will be here all week.
We're going to be here all weekend. Then some.
And next week.
Yeah. 45-40 as Poole slides home the first. Poole at home shooting threes this year at 32.9%. Shooting a little better beyond the arc on the road this year. Makes the free throw, 46-40, 6-point lead for Golden State. Jerome on the near wing, lobbed at the deck with Bazemore on him. Deck backs him down to the left box, spin, little drop step, missed it. Draymond with a rebound. Draymond coming out hard the other way. Finds Bazemore behind the arc, takes the jumper short. And Jerome has the rebound. Roby on the left sideline. He sets his feet, says, I'm open, misses the jumper, Bazemore in stride, bounce pass over to JTA, skip pass to Curry, pump fake, dribble drive, he takes the teardrop up and good. Moses Brown was over in the vicinity but couldn't get up high enough, quick enough. Timeout, Oklahoma City. 3:59 to go before halftime. Warriors lead 48-40 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Get our stations an ID when we get a stoppage of play because the Thunder are getting the ball right now to put it back into play. Kevin Scott hands Lou Dort the ball, gets it to Teo Maladon. Maladon on the bounce to Baisley. Baisley off a pick by Brown, spins the foul line. Maladon rotates to Dort. Dort outside the arc. Push pass with the left hand over to Baisley. Ooh. Takes the three and misses it. Airballed it. Got part of the net on the way down.
1 for 13. That's what the Thunder are behind the arc outside of Ty Jerome, is 2 for 3.
Wow. I want to take it to the basket once in a while.
Yeah, they were pretty successful when they did.
Yeah. Here's a great move by JTA. He flies it for a two-hand slam. The gravity of Curry had all the defenders going Curry's way. JTA just turned, drove, and scored. He just has a good sense of when to do that. Baisley spins on. JTA got bumped, flipped it up and in. Good, and a foul. Baisley was working hard on that one. He was going to take that shot.
Well, and again, that is when the Thunder have had their most success, is when they get to the paint. And just because that's what the league does now doesn't mean that's what you should do. And what I'm talking about is shoot threes, just because that's what basketball theory says now. If you're not a good three-point shooter, here's a good theory. Don't shoot threes.
be part of the classroom session of Tom's closeout camp as the free throw is no good by Baisley. Rebounded by Draymond. 50-42, Warriors up 8. Curry takes a handoff from Draymond, takes the 3, no good. He got fouled by Dort, so he's going to go with the line to shoot 3 free throws. Curry heads to the stripe. Talked about his
work. I'm sorry, Tim.
Sorry, what? 4th foul, yeah, on Dort.
I apologize.
No, no worries. Steph Curry talked about his relationship with the head coach.
It's been great. I appreciate the perspective that he has for a lot of things and how he manages the chaos of what it means to be in the NBA and be in his chair. And he was around greatness in Chicago and San Antonio when he was playing. And I mean, there was obviously a lot of comparisons to the Last Dance.
That's Seth Curry. We'll pause right now. 10-second station identification. This is the Warriors Radio Network. Curry able to bury all three. Hearing some MVP chants from the crowd. 53-42. Steph now with 14 to lead the Warriors. Aladone, cross-court skip. Good catch by Baisley. Takes a corner three. Misses that in front of the rim. No good. Rebound Curry. Curry the other way. Drifting left. Bounce pass to Draymond. Back to Curry, but Curry stopped his cut. Turnover. Ty Jerome out to Baisley, who leaves his feet playfully. Finds Jerome, who goes in. And it's blocked by Draymond. Draymond took that one out of the sky. Takes it across the logo. Flipped it to Curry. Fakes. Drifting left. Let's go a three. Got it! Warriors putting on a little bit of a late first half run here. They lead by 14. Jerome down the lane. Pump fake. Stopped. Locked up by Wiggins. Throws it way back outside. Roby head start. Runs over Draymond. It's an offensive foul. And the lack of experience for Oklahoma City showing here. Roby.
Draymond letting him have it, too.
Exactly. Roby is 23. He's one of the older Thunder players. Brown out there is 21. Baisley is 20. Maladone is 19. And Ty Jerome is 23. Looney, handoff Curry off the turnover, gets it to Bazemore. Right corner three, nothing but net for Bazemore. Warriors go up now 59-42. The Thunder will call time. We'll keep it here with a minute 48 to go before halftime. And the Warriors starting to turn up the heat a little bit here at Chase Center. And it's a 9-0 push in the last 71 seconds for Golden State. Tough game for to get in kind of a flow because of the way the Thunder are and the way they like to play. Well, Dub Nation, there are 5 regular season home games left, and we're excited to welcome you back to Chase Center. Single game tickets for the remaining home games are available now. Go to Warriors.com to purchase yours and learn more about the new health and safety protocol. Boy, Mark Digno was really fiery in that timeout. He was barking at some of his young charges who were not very happy about that.
Well, that escalated quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, yes it did.
Really jumped up a notch.
It was 50-42. And then bang, bang, bang. Now it's 59-42.
Yeah, a couple bad shots, turnover. Steph gets loose, Bazemore gets loose. And look, that's why I said it's reminiscent of the Warriors when the Warriors were really good. Because the Warriors could play their style and take care of the little things against every team. And that was always the key to the game. Just be the best you could be and you'll be fine. That's what they needed tonight. But like those teams, play a good quarter, you probably win. You could probably do that in this game.
Aladone with it. High screen and roll with Brown. Down the lane. Floats it off the glass. Tipped away by Draymond. Deflected by Wiggins. He has it. Leads a one-man fast break. Finds the trailer. It's Curry for three. In and out. Rebound loose. Batted away by Baisley. And Wiggins called for a hold. Second foul on Wiggins.
That makes perfect sense to me. Because it's Steph.
Right.
You don't want to take.
Exactly.
But like if you woke up somebody that played basketball like in the 60s that passed away and you woke up going, hey, watch this fast break. What do you think? What did he just do? He just he had a layup. Yeah. Why did he pass it outside?
And you're right. It didn't look abnormal because it was Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with somebody else, I would have said Wiggins should have taken that shot.
Well, the problem is they do it when it's not Steph Curry. And other teams do it, and even the Warriors do it sometimes too. Steph makes it. Look, anytime you can get Steph an open three, that's the shot you should take, period. End of story.
Baisley hits both free throws after the foul. Warriors were over the limit. Minute 20 to go before halftime. 59-44 Golden State. Curry splitting traffic. He dribbled it off the back heel of Brown. Now Curry fouls Maladone in the backcourt, and we're going to get more free throws for Oklahoma City.
God, he did nice work for a couple minutes. You don't want to get sloppy the last 90 seconds of the half and get this team within 10 points or feeling like they got some momentum going into the second half. I mean, you have a chance to bury him right here.
Now, plus minus, we all know it's kind of relative to what team you're on, mm-hmm. right? And so the Thunder have lost 18 of 19. But the number is astounding. Tail Maladone is an NBA worst minus 551 coming into the game tonight.
That seems like a lot.
That's a lot. It does. Wow.
Jeez.
He hits both free throws. He's been impressive tonight. 59-46, the Warrior lead down to 13. Wiggins left side to Curry. Curry right, dribbles into traffic. Just put the ball up off the rim. No good. Tipped home by Looney. I swear, I thought Curry kind of balanced the ball on Brown as he went up with it. And then pulled it away to get the shot off. Jerome off a series of screens. Gets to the paint. Rotates open. Baisley for three. Nailed it. Baisley able to bury a triple from the right side. It's a 12-point game. 40 seconds left. Warriors in an ideal position here to get a couple of shots off. Curry off a screen. Bent over at the waist. Brings it middle. Now finds Bazemore on the right side. 10 to shoot. Back up top. Curry at the logo. Maladone guarding him. Curry crossover. Down the lane. Shoots it on the go. Banker too strong. Rebound batted out by Looney. Grabbed by Baisley with 19 seconds. Baisley leads a break. Feeds now inside. Shoveled back out. Roby to Baisley. Guarded by Draymond. Maladone will get it with 10 seconds. They try to balance the floor here, but they're already down to 6 seconds. Maladone on Curry. Drives to the paint. Squeezes up. No good. Tip. No good by Brown. And the half ends with the Warriors leading by 12, 61-49 at the break. R.C. Davis in our Valley Studios will have scores, including an update on that key game with the Memphis Grizzlies and the Detroit Pistons. That is coming your way next on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Warriors with a 12-point lead here at the break, and then Thomas. Games like this have a tendency to get a little bit loose. How do the Warriors tighten this up enough to where they can maybe get a good burst, make the second half some fun for themselves, and come away with a win that's not too stressful?
Well, I think they're right where they want to be. I mean, you're up 12. You prorate that. You win by 24. That's a big win. So I think, you know, nice, methodical, consistent. Just keep doing what you're doing. Try to push them on the perimeter as much as you can. And just don't turn the ball over. Get shots up at the rim and see if you get some steals like Bazemore almost did.
But Bazemore putting on a one-man press.
Yeah, yes. But no, just be methodical about it. You know, it doesn't need to be a 15-0 run right off the bat. Just take your time. If it becomes one, which it could, that's great. But just make sure you take care of the little things.
I'm renaming the one-man press in the NBA the McConnell.
He is the one-man press.
Unbelievable. He has to lead the league in that category.
Yep.
Roby gets it. First possession. OKC post up over Curry. No good. Looney the rebound. So Golden State up 12. Curry will take it to the far sideline. Throws middle to Looney. Hand off to Bazemore. Back to Curry. Dort out there with four fouls to start the second half for the Thunder. Curry step back over Brown. Misses a three. And the rebound pulled down by Maladone. Gets it up to Baisley. Baisley to the corner. Roby back to Baisley. Baisley loves that above the break three. Missed it. Brown with the rebound. It's over the back, though, and Brown commits the personal foul. But they may have found something with him. He's got a little giddy up to his game.
Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. I watched him play at UCLA. Found himself in foul trouble a lot, but when he was on the court, he could make a difference.
Pass by Bazemore deflected. Draymond has it. Over the shoulder toss to Looney. Straight out for 17. Up no good. Rebound goes to Melodome. You know, he could end up being like a Nerlens Noel type. You know, come off the bench, do some rim protection.
Yep, surround him with enough offensive players. I mean, he's not going to be an offensive guy, but defensively, he's really long. Lou Dort draws the foul.
The head bob going, draws the foul.
Yep, absolutely. And it works better with Dort's his hair.
Yes.
He got like the predator hair, so, you know, it works. You bob the head back, and all of a sudden, boom.
Predator hair. 61-49 Warriors. Dort wearing a white band, white headband. Dribble drive, dishes to the corner. Baisley shows the shot, doesn't shoot it. Roby to Melodone, who pushed it up there with the buzzer sounding. Gave it a good run, no good. Draymond with a rebound. Draymond to Curry, pump fake, steps to the right, takes a three off the dribble, no good. Back for the board was Roby. Hand off to Dort. Dort shoveled to the far wing. Melodone penetrates. Baisley, side three, no good. Rebound Curry. Great pass to Bazemore. Ahead on the fast break, and he laid it in.
And you know what? He knew where Bazemore was before he ever got the rebound. So when he came down with it, he didn't have to look. He just turned and fired.
That's like his third outstanding outlet pass tonight. Roby goes down the lane, got downhill for a dunk. That will not please your friend, the head coach.
No, it will not.
63-51 Warriors, 9:44 to go, third quarter of play. Bazemore with the ball down to Wiggins. Wiggins turns, jab step, step back over Baisley. Jumper short, rebound deflected. Melodone saves it and finds Roby. Roby to midcourt. Roby stops three-point line, crossover left hand. Down toward the left box. Posting up Bazemore. Stops, turns, and banked it in. No, it's an offensive foul. Roby put the shoulder in there to create space, and that's a turnover. Nate checks in on Twitter at Warriors Box. Our Twitter question, where and how are you listening, and what would you consider a successful homestand? Nate says, win both games against OKC and win the New Orleans game and staying healthy heading into the playoffs. Warriors don't have a lot of options right now. Steve Kerr was joking before. He says, I can't take guys off the floor because of mistakes. Wiggins now drives hard, missed it. Rebound goes to Brown. Roby takes the outlet, gliding up the floor, runs over Draymond. It's an offensive foul. Fourth foul on Roby.
Yeah. He stood there and waited for him, and that's where your friend the jump stop comes into play. Right there, jump stop.
Yep.
Jump stop, because if you jump stop, you can go up for a little five-foot jump shot. You don't have to get all the way to the rim.
No. Looney has it. Warriors attacking the basket to our left. That is a south basket to chase. Curry off the screen by Looney. No good. Rebound to Caban. Got it over to Curry. Pump fake. Fly by. Three ball. Yes.
He wasn't going to miss four in a row.
No. He is 3 of 10 from distance. He has 20 points. Baisley takes another one. That one's up and good. From the right side this time. He's now 2 of 8 from three. Bazemore on the near wing. 66-54, that's our count. Warriors lead by 12. That's the number they led at halftime. Pass by Draymond was kicked by Roby, intended for Curry.
Well, you can see why they like Baisley. He's got length, athleticism. He gets after you a little bit on defense. I mean, he's young, so he's going to make some mistakes defensively. And he'll have to tighten up that perimeter shot, but he can get to the rim a little bit. He'll probably be a keeper for them.
It's got confidence.
Yep.
Wiggins behind the screen right side. Line drive three, no good. Comes right back to him. Throws to Draymond. Now to Curry. Curry goes to Wiggins downstairs. Gets a post up and dunked it. Went around Brown and got to the rim and slammed it down. Wiggins, who had a really good road trip, had over 20 points, shot over 50% all four games. Melodone over to Dort. Dort back. Melodone guarded by Looney. Drives, cradles the ball, seeking contact, shots up, it's good. Continuation for the rookie, the 19-year-old, showing some poise here tonight.
He's got a little quickness, too.
Yep.
Because he's been able to beat a number of defenders going to his right. That time, Looney had to get out and guard him. So Looney does the best he can, but it's hard to stay in front of a point guard. But As much as big guys struggle on the perimeter, Looney does it about as well as most.
First foul on Looney. A three-point play as Maladone hits the free throw. He's got 15 points and roughly 20 minutes of play. Curry with the ball to Looney. Looney outside the arc goes to Draymond in the right corner. Back cut by Bazemore. Cut off by the Thunder. Ball rotated above the break. Left side to Wiggins. One-on-one on Baisley. Spins. Fadeaway jumper up and no good. Brown tipped the rebound to himself. Nicely done. So the Warriors up 11 with 7:25 to go here in the third. Unable to shake the Thunder. Roby tries to penetrate. Gives to Dort. Dort crossover down the lane. Runner no good. Looney has the board. Curry looks and takes a pass. Crossing midcourt. His pass to Denver. Draymond batted down. Turnover on the Warriors. That'll be their ninth as Dort gets open above the break. Right side and cashes in off that turnover with a three.
Oh, that's the sloppiness I'm talking about right there.
Yep.
Turn it over. They come back down. Bang a three.
Curry up top. Leaves it for Looney. Looney one hand off to Wiggins. Wiggins gets downhill. Goes to Bazemore. He'll drive right baseline. Feeds Looney. Back out to Wiggins. Wiggins bumping. Lost the ball. Goes to Draymond. Draymond shoots a little eight-footer. Good with a buzzer sounding. Better be lucky that time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tim. I was going to say that's that little eight-foot push shot I was talking about. It didn't have to be a three or all the way to the rim.
Maladone gets it. Pass to Baisley. Baisley drives on Wiggins. Blocked. Whistle and a foul. Derek Collins will check that. It's not Derek Collins. That is C.J. Washington with a little bit of a quick whistle, I thought. 70-60. Warriors lead by 10. We have 6:17 to go in the third. And this is the Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 70-60 with 6:17 to go in the third quarter. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert upstairs here in our broadcast booth at Chase Center. Final six games here at Chase. We continue to grind out games before the play-in situation. Which from what I read today, I guess the 7-8 game will be held first, and then a day off. Then the next day, the 9 and 10 games will be played, and then a day off, and then you have the winner's bracket, or if you will, for the 9-10 playing the loser of 7-8. And then the playoffs can start. So Baisley at the free throw line. Real tough call on the Warriors there. He gets two. Looked like a clean block from our estimation. 70-62. Toscano Anderson on the floor. He'll bring it up. High post to Draymond Green. Backdoor lob to Wiggins, who tried to get free, but good defense by Baisley knocked it away. Baisley glides to the front court. Underhand handoff to Maladone. Cross court to Dort. Dort palm fake on Wiggins. Penetrates back to Maladone. Good closeout by JTA. Dort will catch and shoot. Topside triple. Bounces up. Hit the shot clock. Rolling around a little bit. Finally falls through as if it's in a pinball machine. And with 5:51 to go, the Warriors will put the ball into play right in front of their own bench. Margie checks in on Twitter. Guess what up with GP Jr.? That's Gary Payton Jr. Well, his second 10-day expired. And to the moment, the Warriors have not signed him for the rest of the year. But hopefully he'll find either a job with the Warriors or with someone else. Curry, a bad pass. Batted down by Draymond. Picked up now by Roby. Roby stops in the front court to Baisley. Warriors lead by 8. Trying to keep it from getting sloppy. Dort penetrates. Finds Roby. He'll take a right down Broadway. Ooh. Scoop to the hoop. Got around Draymond and laid it in.
Scoop to loop.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
So it's a two-possession game now. Jordan Poole at the scorer's table. Draymond finds Curry. Curry from 17 straight on. Good. That's like a layup for him.
Yeah, he doesn't get a lot of those wide-open mid-range shots.
22 for Curry. 7 of 16 shooting. Curry leading the association in scoring. Whistle. We got an offensive foul. And this will go against Baisley. He shoved aside Bazemore. Bazemore out. And Poole in. So Jordan Poole lines up in the left corner as Draymond brings the ball down. Warriors looking for their 34th win of the season. Curry takes a handoff from Draymond, comes up, gets the screen, knocks down the three, and made it look easy.
Well, they're running the pick and rolls with Brown involved in it because they know Brown does not want to come out. He just plays drop coverage, and that's an easy three for Steph.
Dort on the near sideline, pressured by Curry. Driving down the lane, stripped by Curry. Poole had it. Dort ripped it back. Now moving is Hall. Flipped it up on the go and scored it. Hall checked back in, gets an opportunity basket. 75-66. That's his first hoop of the night. Curry gets around Brown, but a lot of help there. Goes to JTA. Won't shoot it. Poole intercepts a pass attempt for Draymond. Draymond not happy. Bats the ball down as he gets it back. Waiting, gives it to Curry. Curry right side for three. Got it. Above the break three. I think Draymond recognizing that Curry's got it going. He's telling Jordan Poole, says, get out of the way. Down the right wing, Maladon gets it to the far sideline. Baisley dribbles into a triple, no good. Fingertip rebound goes to JTA. He hands it off to Curry. Curry behind the back, steps out. Draymond back to Curry. Curry right side, throws the pass. JTA saves it, tumbles down. Grabbed by Wiggins. Wiggins to Draymond. He fumbled it. Turns and shoots a 15-footer that does not go. And Hall with a defensive rebound for OKC. Dort. Crossover, backs up, Poole. Takes the jumper, short. Draymond's got the rebound. Draymond, Curry scored eight in a row. Draymond, driving in, goes up, blocked from behind, and Brown will pick up the foul. Nate is checking in from home. Checks in on the home stand. JR says bad news for Kelly Oubre Jr. He's down in San Jose. And we get a review here. A timeout. 78-66. We have a green light challenge.
A challenge.
A green light challenge at Chase Center. Come back for the exciting conclusion. 3:04 to go, third quarter. Warriors 78, Thunder 66. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, the call stands. Draymond at the line. Brown with a foul. Two free throws. And Draymond misses the first. Warriors lead by 12. 78-66. 3:04 to go in the third. By the way, Donny Gavin from Los Angeles. He's a Bay Area native listening on Sirius. He says, I synced up my TV broadcast. He goes, game changer. Appreciate that. Second free throw is good. 79-66. 13-point lead with 2:59 to go in the third. See if the Warriors can get a burst here. As Dort, Maladon. Bradley sets the screen and rolls to the hoop. But the ball ends up on Dort's hand on the left wing. Stops in the lane. And the momentum of Mulder carried him deep. And Dort hits a little 10-footer.
Yeah, that was really good defense right up until that point. And it would have been a good defensive play because he could have challenged it. Except for he fell back a little bit.
Draymond Green throws over to Curry. About a 27-footer good from the left side. 82-68. Curry now with 31, which is a great night for everybody in the association. For Curry, that's his average. Baisley to Maladon. Again, he makes the unusual seem commonplace. Baisley slows down, goes to the baseline, and scores.
Well, and the fact that Steph had 20 about two game minutes ago. Yes. You look down, you look back up, go, wait a minute, didn't he say to that 20?
Curry up top, head fake, splits the defense, drives in, left hand, can't get it to fall through. Hall clears, got it to Maladon. Maladon to Baisley, back to Maladon. They dump it inside to Bradley. Bradley turns a little post up. Nothing JTA could do about that. Turning left shoulder, flipped it in, 82-72. Golden State lead is 10. Curry for Draymond. Bounce pass inside to JTA to Mulder. To Poole above the break. No good. Batted out by JTA. Grabbed by Mulder. Draymond dribbles in. Lob. And right through the hands of Toscano Anderson into a turnover. Thunder come back with a quick move left side. Maladon down the lane. Baisley got to the rim. Misses that. Draymond throws an outlet, but nobody ran to it. So Maladon gets it back with a minute 13 to go. Baisley takes a corner three. Nothing there. And the board to Curry. Curry weaving, drifting to his right. Beyond the arc, pump fake, double team there, in trouble. Throws to JTA, gets the ball back, stumbling through traffic, feeds Mulder. The jumper's good. It's a three and a foul. It's going to be on Hall for pushing Curry down. So Mulder gets the three, and Curry goes to the line to try to complete an unusual four-point play. And they're going to take a look at this as well to see if the foul was before the shot release.
So I believe it was.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I believe so. By the way, this call and review brought to you by Ring Central, the official enterprise cloud communications partner of the Golden State Warriors. Ring Central, message, video, phone, together. So we'll take a look at it now, going back to the lair of Jason Phillips into the replay center. Curry with one of his patented flurries, and they recently asked Draymond where he ranks Stephen with the other high points of his career.
I put that right at the top of anything I've ever seen him do. It's been incredible to watch, you know, night in and night out. If you're watching the games, it hasn't just been like every shot, every game is going in. You know, I think he started one of these games maybe 0 for 8, 0 for 9 from 3. And then got it going. So it's been really special to see just the resiliency that he's showing through this stretch, and most importantly, just his greatness.
Well, the call was upheld. It's a three-point bucket for Mulder. And Curry got fouled, so he's at the line to try to make it 86-72. Warriors 9-21 shooting in the third, 5 of 10 beyond the arc. Curry with a 14, making a 15-point quarter. Jerome back in there for the orange-clad Thunder. On the bounce to Lou Dort. 48 seconds left in the quarter. Dort has Curry on his hip, drives it, glides up, no good. Looney batted down the rebound, controlled it, and Poole will take the handoff. He gets to the front court. Right sideline, right baseline, cut off, pass left corner. Mulder there, Mulder fires. It's no good. Jerome back for the board as Looney got tied up with Bradley. 25 seconds left of the quarter. Jerome looking to penetrate, draws two, turns, right hand flip, no good, and the board to Juan Toscano-Anderson. Curry will take it, walk it across the timeline, hole for one. Final 10 seconds of the quarter, Curry bouncing with the dribble, Dort right in front of him. Curry comes left, changes his mind, goes down the lane, flipped it up with the right hand on the right side of the bucket with 3.8 to go. Dort will take it across half court, gets in line for a three. The shot misses, and so the Warriors will have a 16-point lead to start the fourth quarter. Golden State 88, Oklahoma City 72 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. CarMax game summary. 88-72, Warriors lead by 60 as we start the fourth quarter. Tim Roy, Tom Tober, topside in our booth here, which has been outfitted for the year for us. We've got plexiglass separating everybody, plenty of room. And we thank all of our people who make this broadcast, our lead engineer, Mike Baird, who helped design a little bit of this, and our network coordinator, Sterling Bennett. Statman is Alan Brown. Our producer on-site, James Kincaid. R.C. Davis in the Valley Studios. Marcus Huffman, our technical director. Mitch Otto working with Skyview. As Michael Mulder with a three to open the fourth quarter. He misses that, and the Thunder with a rebound. All part of your CarMax game summary. Ty Jerome gets it to Gabriel Beck. Beck gets the pass back. Takes a rhythm dribble jumper on the top of the key and knocked that one down.
Well, this quarter is going to be about defense. They've held the Thunder to 24, 25, 23 in their respective quarters. If you just play good defense like you've been playing, and this one should be a maybe rest the starters game in the second half of the fourth.
Now Mulder gets a pass from Wiggins. Dishes to above the break. Toscano-Anderson misfires there. Kaiser Permanente scoreboard. Clippers 74, Lakers 54. No LeBron James for the Lakers. Now Davis missing the rest of the night because of back spasms. Hall with a three, right side. That doesn't go. Looney clears. Juan Toscano-Anderson feeds over to Poole. Poole stops in the paint, locates Wiggins. Wiggins for three, left side, knocks one down. Wiggins with his second triple of the night. 91-74 Warriors. Thunder have lost 18 of their last 19. Ty Jerome takes a three, no good. Looney has the defensive board. Back in 2000-2001, Warriors were 15-33 at one point of the season as Poole misses, drives the lane, and tips in his own bank shot. Largest lead of the night is right now, 93-74.
That's the way you do it. Just ricochet off the glass to yourself.
Warriors were 15-33. They finished 17-65. So if you've been around the Warriors long enough, you recognize this season. You've been through that one before. Poole on the wing. Dumped it to Wiggins. 2-32 to end that year. Wiggins backs up, fades into a long jumper that is no good, and Beck will let it go out of bounds.
Sounds like every game was seared into your memory bank.
It was a march through the snow. 93-74, Warriors lead, timeout, Oklahoma City, 9:46 left on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, the Warriors leading by 19. Oklahoma City called the timeout. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Ty Jerome to the front court. Gets it to Beck, to Bradley, to Brown. Brown dumped it downstairs. Beck, who's already shown us he can post up, feeds Jerome, who's wide open for a three topside. Well-designed play by the Thunder. Results in a triple, 93-77.
And he's been pretty consistently good for them.
Wiggins on the bounce. Got it to a JTA, not a Poole. He'll fake. Dribbles on Jerome. Locked up there. Got it to Looney. JTA feeds Looney. Looney dribbles. Locates Mulder on the right wing. Blasting baseline. Looping a pass to Poole, who had to save it from going out of bounds. Mulder turns, tried to get a shot up, but nobody was aware of the shot clock. And it's a violation.
I got to tell you, Charlie Brown's shoes are freaking me out.
The shoes are.
Yeah, they look like shower shoes. Like,
oh, yeah, from up here they do. Yeah, they've socks. Got the stripe across the front over the middle of the shoe.
Yeah, to slide out of those shower shoes, but they're not shower shoes. Very distracting.
He's not wearing flip-flops,
no,
folks. That would be too dangerous. Jerome off the pick. Down the lane, the floater, and Ty Jerome having himself a night.
Send it in, Jerome.
He's got 21 points.
With the floater.
Exactly. Jerome Lane.
Yes.
Wiggins over to Mulder. Mulder right side, nice. For three. It's up and good. Mulder makes it 96-79. Jerome right now 2 points off his career high. Bouncing the dribble. Jerome to Hall. He goes in. Good defense by JTA. Got a piece of that, and the shot was short. JTA fakes a handoff, dribbles, now flipped it to Poole. Poole, open mid-range and kissed it in off the glass. He has been developing that little bank shot, and that's going to serve him well.
That was pretty. Nice ball movement, decisiveness, catch it, go straight up, finish.
98-79, Poole with 8 points. Jerome, Euro steps in, floats it up, no good, a whistle and a foul. By the way, Jerome Lane is... If you ever wanted to start a team from guys who, you know, guys who were born in New York, guys who were born in Seattle,
yep,
so to speak, well, I'll go to town with a team that was of the guys born in Akron. You got LeBron James and Steph Curry to start.
Well, right there,
Nate Thurman, Gus Johnson, they both played high school ball in Akron, and Jerome Lane.
That's a pretty good team.
We wouldn't run too much, but...
You know. No, you wouldn't. Yeah. Well, if you wanted to brawl at the end of the game, too, you'd probably be okay.
Oh, yeah. It would be fine. 98-81 as Jerome hit two free throws. Mulder curls up top. He can't find the range from beyond the arc. And Brown with a rebound down the far wing. Brown, with those shoes, spins off a triple topside. And Wiggins has a defensive board for Golden State. Thunder 7 of 32 from distance, 21%. Warriors 15 of 38. Pass deflected out of bounds by Jerome. He's been active. Steve Kerr's got called timeout. 7:11 to go. 98-81 Warriors on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 98-81. Peter checks in on email for us, and he says he's listening to us on the Odyssey app, which is great. Pete and San Ramon. He says, who could forget the great Bo Diddley song, Bring It to Jerome? There you go. Warriors with the ball, 98-81. It was 7:05 to go. Poole with a catch up, top fakes. Ty Jerome backs up, shoots a three. It's on the way, but the buzzer sounding. Had to fire it. No good, and the rebound goes to Oklahoma City and Gabriel Deck, their new acquisition, the wing from Argentina. Brown feeds Deck downstairs. Deck backs up Mulder, draws a double team. His skip pass is deflected out of bounds by Poole.
Yeah, telegraphed that one a little bit. Jordan had a chance to see it. That's one, if someone's there, you can still get it there. You just got to put a little arc on it.
Warriors fifth in deflections in the association, 15.9. It's usually a good symbol of activity. Bad inbounds pass, batted away. Bradley has to run down the backcourt for OKC. Gets it now to Deck, who takes a desperation triple. Had it on target, but a little too strong. Juan T with the board and the ball. Got it to Draymond. Flipped it to Poole. Wants to drive, bumping Brown out of the way. Goes up with a left-hand finish. No good. Poole hit the deck. Foul call. And Jordan Poole will be helped up by Bazemore and Juan Toscano-Anderson. Brown gets the foul. Gloria checks in from Vallejo. Do you think JTA will get a contract from the Warriors? You know, Gloria, Steve Kerr was asked that in one of his press briefings, and he said he certainly hopes so because Juan has deserved it.
If the Warriors don't give him one, he'll get one from somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, he's proven he can play.
Hey, let's pause right now, 10 seconds, for station identification. This is the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Poole's second free throw, and the Warriors are at the century mark with 6:21 to go. Curry is at the scorer's table.
I was going to say, by the way, Gloria, one of my favorite U2 songs.
Oh, there
you go. Sorry, share that to everybody. Share that to everybody. No, not Laura Branigan. Get out of here.
No. I thought that was your ringtone. Shot no good. Poole gets it. Steps in, throws out. There's the Thunder misfire on a three. Poole for three straight on. Front rim glass, no good. Rebound kicked out to the wing to Jerome from Roby. Roby back out there. Takes the pass to the left hash mark. Gets it now back. Making his move down the lane. Baisley shovel to Bradley. Bradley, well, he just has a nice little way of finishing close to the basket. Flipped it up with the right hand. It's up and good.
Well, first thing he does, keeps it high.
Yeah.
Doesn't let little guys come and swipe at it.
Mulder behind the screen three. Misfires, a whistle and a foul. This will go against Oklahoma City as Juan T went flying out of bounds. And second team foul. Foul, Curry has checked back in. Foul was on deck. And we've talked about this before, that you know, you wonder why he's coming back in with the Warriors leading by 17, because strange things happen.
Yes.
In the association.
Exactly.
Juan T to Mulder. Corner three for Mulder. Swish.
Better to put him out there for a couple minutes.
Yep.
And not need him than not put him out there and then ultimately need him for the last couple minutes.
14 now for Mulder. 103-83. Warriors up 20. Deck launches right wing. Too strong. Bazemore runs it down. Bazemore, front court right. There's Mulder again. Give him 17 on the night. Mulder hits that. 23-point lead, and the Thunder call time. We'll keep it here with a 106-83 Warriors lead. And remind you that, Warrior fans, you can enter the Ultra Courtside Sweepstakes presented by Michelob Ultra. You can win two tickets to the Warriors versus the Pelicans on May 14th. The deadline to enter is May 11th. You have to be 21 years of age or older to win. Go to warriors.com/ultra to enter today. Well, when you talk Jerome and you're a basketball guy, it means just one thing.
Off by Miller, goes ahead, lanes on the other wing. He finds
the ball.
Jerome Lane was playing for Pitt that day. That was, of course, the Big East when the Big East was the Big East. And that was Bill Raftery.
Yep. And Sean Miller with the pass.
Oh, really?
Sean Miller had the assist on that one, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right, Tim. That's back when the Big East was the Big East. Big Monday meant something. Big Monday meant Pat Ewing and Chris Mullen. And Pearl Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Bagley and all those guys back then.
Charles Smith.
Yep, absolutely. That man, you didn't miss Mondays. You were a basketball fan. Mondays were almost the equivalent of the NBA back then. Really were.
And, you know, guys were staying in college then, you know, so they were, you could develop rivalries.
Absolutely.
And the whole bit.
And what about the coaches in that league?
Oh.
Holy smokes.
A lot of poets. Baisley comes down the lane after the timeout. Warriors lead 106-83 as Tom and I walk down memory lane. Melodome with a three. Left side, no good. Rebound goes to Toscano Anderson. He almost clubbed Curry on that. Curry will bring it up. Rolly Massimino.
Massimino, Carnesecca, Thompson, Pitino, Calhoun.
Curry feeds JTA. Oh, what
nice.
A pass to Mulder. He took it midair, kind of cupped it and then threw a bounce pass to the cutting Mulder, who laid it in. Wow. 108-83. Roby's pass deflected by Toscano Anderson goes out of bounds.
Well, I think one of the reasons he's such a good passer is, one, he's a willing passer, but two, he's always looking to pass. And I did mention earlier on occasion I'd like to see him be a little more aggressive, think shoot, think shot. But he's always thinking, before he gets the ball, it's coming to me. Where's my next pass? And if you cut, he's got a little Draymond in him. You cut, and you cut hard, he'll find you.
Curry comes off the floor. Draymond Green comes off the floor. Nico Mannion checks in. And there has been a Smilegate sighting. He's out there guarding Moses Brown. Melodone, screened by Roby. Maldone picked by Brown. Rotates open to Baisley. He's wide open for three. Swish from the right side. 108-86 Warriors with 3:44 to go. Manuel walking across the timeline. Pass to Mulder. Back to Manuel. Manuel gets to the elbow. Looking to find somebody. Gets it to Mulder. Mulder scored eight straight. Got it up to JTA. Dribble drive by JTA. Bounce pass. Smilegate. Feeds out to Mulder with four on the clock. The three ball no good. Rebound batted in the air and controlled by Roby. Roby getting up down the lane. Ball deflected. Gets it back. Turns and scores. Low left.
Well, if you're one of the bigger guys, you can't just leave your little guy down there. You might want to go over there and help your point guard out on a power forward.
Mannion trying to probe the defense. Jump pass to Bazemore. Locates Toscano Anderson. Misfires for three. Smilegate's got a fingertip on the rebound, but Brown able to grab it and get it back for OKC. 20-point lead for the Warriors. 2:50 left in the game. Melodone to Baisley. Boy, you don't have to tell Baisley twice. Knocks down a three right in front of the Warrior bench, and Steve Kerr wants a timeout. Baisley, 7 of 18 shooting tonight. The Warriors will meet the Thunder again on Saturday night, 7 o'clock with the tip. And stay fresh, Dub Nation, with the Clean Look Sweepstakes presented by Jack Black. Enter to win your own Clean Look prize pack with premium Jack Black products and a custom Warriors jersey and gift cards for a fresh shopping spree. Enter it by May 12th at warriors.com/Jack Black. So 108-91, Warriors leading by 17. Toscano Anderson talking about playing the five sometimes and what he tries to do because he is an undersized five.
That's really just my main focus. Sometimes, like, play the Utah Jazz and I'm guarding Rudy Gobert. I mean,
My main priority is just to keep him off the glass. That's me doing my job, as simple as that sounds. And more in-depth answer, just trying to find the advantages we have.
Well, the advantage that Juan Toscano-Anderson has, Tom, to start the equation is that he understands ball movement, he understands passing, he understands cutting. And when you start with a skill set like that, he's A, fun guy to play with, and B, he can be a very effective player.
Yeah, and he's got speed too, which really helps when he's playing against bigger guys. He's just faster than them, and he can beat them in the open court, and they got to keep up with him. And you see it with Draymond a lot. Is that okay? Draymond's not going to shoot a three, right? So he catches the ball at the three-point line. This is a big guy, backs off underneath the free throw line. What happens? He hands it off to Steph. Steph rubs off of him, and the big guy's too far away to do anything. So even though you can't shoot, you still got to play guys out there.
And it's Juan with the ball on the right side. Hand off to Mulder, who curls, fires, and hits another one. Mulder with 22. 111 to 91, the score. Moore's back up by 20. Melodone, bothered by Mannion, gets the ball to Baisley. Back to Melodone. Cross-court rotation to Roby. Lost the ball, goes back and gets it. Now dribbles on Mulder. Backs him up. Tries to penetrate again. Throws over to Baisley. Three to shoot. He's got to shoot this one. Fades into a three. Airballed it. It's a shot clock violation. Mulder has a career high of 26. Poole comes in for Bazemore with 2 minutes and 6 seconds remaining. Baisley's going to come out and Brown. Well, no. They got five on the floor now. Brown is at the scorer's table. Just got there a little too late. That was on Maladone, who checks out. Brown comes in, and now another substitution. Jalen Horde, rookie out of Wake Forest. Signed a two-way deal on April the 5th. Nico Mannion off the screen. Lob for Smilagic. Bad pass. Smilagic falling out of bounds. Had to save it. And Hall gets it. Throws ahead to Deck, who's falling out of bounds. He saved it off Juan T. So Oklahoma City will keep possession. Kevon Looney had 10 rebounds tonight. Fifth time he's done that this year. Warriors leading by 20. Hall on the deck. Double clutch over Poole. Up and good.
Tough shot.
Yeah. It's not your standard release, but it went in. Nico Mannion to Mulder, back to Mannion. Two-man game with Smilagic. Doesn't materialize anything, so Toscano-Anderson on the wing. Backs up. He wants to feed Smilagic down low. Smilagic going to work. Backs in, spins, and the ball knocked away, and Deck comes up with it. Pass in transition. Hall goes up, scores, and got fouled.
You know, in that last post-up, Smilagic had that baseline move one half beat before he took it. He didn't feel it right away. And if you don't feel it right away, the guy's not there for a reason. He's coming around the other side trying to strip the ball from you. And if you give him time to get there, like that half beat that Smilagic took, he's going to get there.
Well, the free throw, Hall missed it. Ball tipped out of bounds by Brown. It's 111-95. Mannion to the right sideline. Great to see fans back at Chase Center. Just a different atmosphere when they're here. Herb Poole, left side, goes in and got hit by Brown once, maybe twice, and Poole will head to the free throw line.
He was going to dunk it, and they saw the condor coming.
The condor.
That dude's long. I mean, he's got some serious length.
7'2", 245.
He got to have a wingspan, 7'6". I mean, he's got some serious length.
In his second year, played for the Texas Legends in the G League as well, as Poole hits free throw. But for Oklahoma City, it's a long game. They've got draft picks, and they've got draft picks, and they've got draft picks.
And they've got draft picks.
Yes. Poole slides home to 113-95 here. Warriors trying to get ready for Saturday at this point. Final minute of play. Pass inside, stolen by Mannion. Mannion up the middle of the floor. puts on the brakes. Push pass to Mulder in the corner. Three ball, right corner pocket for Mulder. Mulder with a new career high in threes made. He's made seven. He's one away from his career high in points with 25. 116-95. Deck reaches up on the drive. Good box out by Smilagic and the rebound on the deck. And Toscano Anderson picks it up. Crosses midcourt. 15 on the shot clock. JTA backdoor cut. Poole. Poole goes in and dunked it. Well, he wanted to dunk the first time. Got it the second time. 118-95. Brown throws a pass, deflected down. Horde can't handle it. Brown will pick it up. 12 seconds left. Horde again had trouble with it. Dribbles it back outside. Feeds Hall. Hall with five on the shot clock. Spins, hangs, shoots a contested two. Blocked and a foul. Mulder called for a foul. With 3.1 to go.
Yeah. I can hear the amazement in your voice.
I was just wondering, thinking out loud here, that in your day, would that be a fine?
If it wasn't, it should be. It should be.
Free throw by Hall is good. Were you on teams that had kangaroo courts?
We weren't. Kangaroo court wasn't really a basketball thing. I think it's more of a baseball thing.
Right.
Because we never had anything like that.
Free throw is good. By Hall, Warriors inbound, buzzer sounds, ball game's over. These two teams will go at it again on Saturday. Final was 118-97. The State Farm postgame show beckons on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.